Welcome to Small Talk with Jack. This is your host, Jack, obviously. And today's episode is about books. Now, I mentioned this in the previous episode, the little introduction episode of season two, that I'm starting reading and I'm going to talk about books. So today is going to be all about my book history. The last book I read, why I started reading, what I'm currently reading, what are my goals for reading. We're going to go over everything. I want to specify that I'm very thankful for everyone who listened to the intro to season two. I'm glad that you're staying tuned for this new season, and I hope you enjoy the episode. All right? So let's get started. So anyone that knows me personally, I do not read. I have never been a reader. The last book I read on my own, not including the ones like recently, but like prior to this, this like reading habit that I have, this little reading quote unquote addiction, book addiction, was probably like seventh grade. Very, very, very long time ago. I can visualize the cover of the book, but I don't remember what it's called. And it was during like our Scantron or whatever. I forget what they called it, not a Scantron. They called it, it was like standardized testing. And you would finish your test and then you would literally just sit there. And the way the teacher set up the room was that you couldn't look, like you were never facing one another. All the desks were turned on the outside, like an outside circle. So you could look like next to you, but you couldn't look like directly at someone. So I was literally facing the chalkboard and you weren't allowed to like have anything on you besides like your pencil and your paper, and you could bring a book. And so I brought this book and I remember I read it during the testing, because it was like a 2-3 day testing. And that was the last book I read. I have purchased books like since then and have started reading books since then, but I never finished them. So it's not like, it doesn't count. I did pick up like the wanting to read again several years ago. I bought a Neil deGrasse Tyson Astrophysics for People in a Hurry book. Anyone could read this book. It turned out that it was not really for me. It was not a dumbed down version of astrophysics at all, but it was like a quick story and quick sort of like description, brief history of it. And it was very well written, but I got so far and I just found it very difficult to visualize and sort of piece together. There was a lot of terminology I didn't understand. He explained the things in the book, but it just didn't work out for me. Like I couldn't do it. So I got like maybe halfway through, 3/4 of the way through, and just put it down. Never came back to it. I bought a couple other books here and there, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F by Mark something. It was like a perspective book. I got like 30, 40 pages into that, stopped reading it, and I think there was one more during this sort of like weird trial period where I was trying to read. And it just didn't work. I don't know. I just didn't pick books that I liked. So fast forward a few years later, we were on a family vacation and my mom was going to some thrift store. And she was going to buy a book for herself or a bookstore, whatever it was. I was like, get me a book. I'll read it on vacation. Carly had a book, my girlfriend, so I was like, I want to read, you know, we can read together, it'll be fun, we'll sit on the beach, blah, 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 sit by the pool. So she got me this book, and I read maybe 10 pages, maybe, and then just never read it again, just never picked it back up, until the beginning of this year, when I told you guys I was reading. So I... the book, if you've never read it or even heard of it, Cider House Rules, features a character. It turned into a film. Tobey Maguire is the lead, Homer Wells. He is this orphan in Maine, And it kind of talks about how instead of getting adopted, because the family's never worked out and he never really wanted to be adopted, he always wanted to be at the orphanage, how he stayed there, learned to become like a doctor. There was a character played by Michael Caine who like taught him how to do certain things. It was really heavily based in abortion, which I was not expecting. Interesting, yet very heavy, you know, a heavy theme there. It talks about how he, you know, moves in with another family, falls in love, has children, and a bunch of other things. It was interesting, and I was enjoying it. There was no, there was no end goal, it seemed like, to the story. I got to, it's a 580-some page book. I got to, 480-something, so, 100 pages left. And from page, 460 to 480, right, these last 20, 30 pages that I read was a bunch of filler. And when we got to that beginning of that chapter, they fast-forwarded 15 years. And not that when they fast forwarded, they were in the middle of something like crazy or, you know, whatever. But I was just extremely disappointed that we fast forwarded all this time when there was still so much of the current situation that could have been told. Like so much of that current story that could have been told. Instead, he fast forwarded it, you know, the author. And then it just was like 20, 30 pages of filler. And I just was not interested. Just not interested at all. And I stopped reading it. I put it down. I haven't picked it up. I don't really plan on it right now just because I was so disappointed in that. The story may be good. Like, it still may be a good story. There wasn't anything bad with what I was reading. I just was so disappointed that this is the turn it took that I couldn't do it. So, prior to buying or starting to read that book, I went on this sort of I've become addicted to buying books. Now, anyone that knows people with ADHD, they know that it can be a very addictive, they can be very addictive personality. And so I will get obsessed with things for a few months at a time and sort of jump around to different obsessions. Now, I do come back to them. I just think my energy and my focus for them only lasts so long. It's not like these long-lasting passions. So book buying and reading, even though I am a very slow reader, I'm working on it to read faster. But I've been buying so many books that I just have so many, I didn't even know where to start once I was done reading Sutter House Rules. Now, Carly has a friend who, her name is Robin. She was also about to read this book that I bought at the thrift store called The Silent Patient. And if you've never heard of that book, it's about a woman, Alice, who kills her husband and goes to a mental facility. And a therapist named Leo Theo, comes there and tries to help her. Now, when she kills her husband, she stops talking. And then she doesn't talk for several years. So really, he's just trying to get her to talk and to understand what had happened. Because she committed the crime, but it doesn't seem right. And it's very confusing. So it was a very interesting story. There was a lot of twists and a lot of unexpected things that happened. There was a plot hole where I just sort of thought, that's not realistic. That's not what would happen in that current situation. But I read on and still enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the pacing of it. I enjoyed how quick of a read it was. It was very, very good. So I do recommend that book. So I finished that. And recently, I've become obsessed with a guy named Alex Honnold, who's a professional rock climber. Several years ago, he came out with a documentary called Free Solo. And it is about him and his sort of preparation to climb this cliff in Yosemite National Park called El Cap or El Capitan. and it's like a 3,000-some-foot wall. And if you don't know what free soloing is, it's when you climb with no gear. You just climb with rock shoes and a chalk bag. So it was very, very stressful to watch this documentary. He lives, spoiler. But you get to see like how he climbs it, like the holds he has to do, the angles, like the, you sort of get to experience maybe what he's felt, but also you get to experience what the camera people felt filming him and doing this and how stressful it was. And I just thought it was so incredible and had been obsessed with it. And I rewatched it because I was obsessed with it. And after I rewatched it, I was like, does he have a book? And I Googled it, and I'm like, oh, he does. So it's called Alone on the Wall, and it's supposed to be a first-person encounter, like a first-person descriptive story of like how he prepared to climb this wall. And so I'm like, yes, I have to have this book. So it's a 288-page read that does not include like the acknowledgments at the end or any of that stuff. So I was like, yes, I'll get it. This will be a quick one. I can finish two in a month, Silent Patient and Alone on the Wall. Good. So I am reading. You're discovering things about his past, his love life, his home life. You're being introduced to past rock climbers, past professional rock climbers, and stories about them, things that they've done. Their, you know, their accomplishments, their speed records, like everything. You also find out how Alex did those same climbs, you know, set new records, went to very interesting places around the world and rock climbed. And then you're also discovering things he's doing for the environment based off of his experiences rock climbing. It's a very good, it's very good, very good story. You get to the last two chapters, and this chapter 10 starts around page 200. And that's when you finally talk about the climb from El Cap. And I didn't have a problem with any of the story leading up from, you know, page 1 to 200, but I just was really disappointed that, you know, the whole reason why I bought this book, because I thought it was about his, you know, the climb, was on page 200 with 88 pages left. So I just was disappointed in that. I am going to continue to read it because I still like it. I have not read it in the last like 2 days or so. It's just been sort of busy and haven't really felt like picking it up. So I won't be finishing two books in a month, but that's okay. I will be finishing that book. So that's what I'm currently reading. I don't know what I'll read after that, but that is what I'm currently reading. As for, let's sort of backtrack a little bit because I got a little ahead of myself. Let's talk about why I started reading again. So I talked about the Cider House Rules and how I picked that back up in January and I got addicted to buying books, but like, let's talk about why. So I started getting videos on TikTok about books, and it was really just turning into thrifting. Like, you know, I get a lot of thrifting, you know, I get a lot of thrifting videos, and it turned into book talk and book thrifting. And there was this woman, and I don't remember her name, and I do apologize, that posted this TikTok about her doing, like, it was a 2-minute long video reviewing a book, and you were watching her read it. Just sort of clips and, you know, of experiences she was having while reading this book. Now, this woman reads, like, true book talk, popular books, so that includes like a lot of smut or romance novels or like fantasies, things that I'm not necessarily into, and that's okay. But it inspired me to start reading, because I'm like, she's having this experience while reading a book that I've never had, and I've always wanted to read, and so I think that I just haven't found the right book or that right genre that would work for me, where I feel like actually inclined, and while I'm reading it, like I'm experiencing something that I could experience like watching a movie. So that inspired me to start reading again, and I then saw other TikToks because, as TikTok does, once you like something, it starts curating a feed for you to keep pushing that things that you like. I came across a book that people were reading that were making them cry on like less than page 100, and it's like almost a 900 page book. And I was like, I want to cry. I've never cried from like physical text before. It's always been like a video you see on the internet, a movie, in person, but never like a book. And I really wanted to. So I bought this book. It's called The Little Life. Or A Little Life. I don't even know what it's about. I didn't want to know what it's about. I wanted to go into it completely blind. But it is such a big book that it's very, a little overwhelming to me to read, because I'm a slow reader. One, I'm slow and I don't read every day. So, and my goal is to hit a certain number of books at the end of the year. And I just feel like that would slow down the process if trying to reach that goal. But also, I may really like it, so I may read. I don't know. You know, sort of thinking out loud right now. But so that is why I started reading. And that's what got me into that. So I mentioned I was going on a book buying binge collection. Now, I have collected a handful of books at this point that I do plan on reading. I just have to get there. I'm not quite there yet. And I've only been buying my books, except for the Alex Honnold book, I believe, at thrift stores. And the reason why is there is a book series by Pierce Brown, and it's the Red Rising series. And I think, like I said, I think there's like six books, and I want to find it while thrifting. I've seen like one or two videos of people finding it out of what I call out in the wild, and I really want to read it, but I really want to do it that way because, one, it gives me a goal to like go out and try to go thrifting and find it. There's some sort of challenge to it. And two, I want to do it that way because it's going to take me a while. It'll give me time to read the other books that I have instead of piling on, because I could go out and buy all six books off of eBay. You could go out and buy all six books off of eBay for like $50. And that's not as exciting or as fun as, for me, to go out and try to thrift it. The closest I've come is I went to a local bookstore in an area that's like 15 minutes from me. It's this very cute little book place. And it's like a cafe and an emporium. So it's like really cool in there. So we go in, me and Carly. She go looks at the Jelly Cats. I start looking at the books. And there's a lot of books in there that I would love to pick up because I just thought they were so cool. And I didn't. And they had Neil deGrasse Tyson's new book. But I was like, no, I don't know if I want to read that right now. I'll just wait. So we go back to the fantasy sci-fi section, and I look up and I see three or two of the books a part of the series. None of them are the first one, and this is a bookstore. This is not a thrift store, so they were full price. So I was disappointed, one, and two, I got very excited because I was like, oh my gosh, these books are out in public, like, oh my god, I found them. And so that's the closest I've ever been. I currently have, I use an app called Goodreads. I'm sure people who read books may have heard of this one. I use an app called Goodreads, and I have 39 books on my want-to-read list. Some of these books on here, I have just added them onto there because they are part of my collection, not necessarily because I want to read them. There are a few books which I probably won't ever read. I have a handful of books that are movies that were not turned into novels. So an example is I have Batman Returns, Man of Steel, Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, and Fantastic Four, all in book form. And then I bought a book by the author Jack McKinney, my name. I bought it because it was just the, you know, his, we had the same name. It's about some, I don't even know what it's about. It looked like a futuristic Star Trek type book. And it was like part three in the series. We found it at a bookstore up in Kutztown, which is from the Pennsylvania area. I went to college there, so I was like, let's go back, we'll have a fun time. We spent the day there, and we stopped at the bookstore, and they're having like a huge sale. So I was like, it's like $2 for all those books I just listed. Great deal. I have, there are a few in here in my want to read that I actually don't own. There's a couple of Batman books, but most of them are things that I actually want to read. So I will just briefly tell you some of the ones that I recently added, and this will probably give you an understanding of what type of reader I am and what type of books I want to read. Okay, so I recently picked up The Only One Left by Riley Sager. It is actually a signed copy. I picked up The Inheritance Games. That is by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. I picked up The Wild Inside by Christine Carbo. Season Ticket by Roger Engel. And let's see, let's pick another one. And I have on here Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. Those are a couple of the books that I have on there. I have found that books like The Silent Patient or like murder mysteries are things that I feel as though I'd be able to read because they are a type of book where it's suspenseful and that keeps me engaged with the reading. I also find it's also the type of movies that I like, so it's easy for me to be engaged with that sort of story because I already enjoy it in other media, like in other forms of, you know, media. So those are some of the books that I have listed. I did mention that I have a reading goal for the end of the year, and that is 10 books by the end of the year. It gives me enough time to read just under, you know, like not exactly one a month, but it gives me a little bit of flex to procrastinate and not read. And also, like, even if I set that goal at one book for the whole year, would be a major accomplishment for me because, as I said, I don't read. But that is it. That is the current sort of up-to-date version of what's going on with my books and my book collection, my book situation. Once I add more books to my collection and stuff, I will be talking about them on here. Once I read more, I will be doing episodes strictly for books. And something I will be doing going forward is I actually have a TikTok, which I will list in my link tree in the description. It is a TikTok dedicated to me trying to find the books Red Rising while thrifting. And also I will be doing doing book reviews, very quick ones. It'll be like 20 second book reviews. I have not done one yet, but I'm in the works of putting one together. So if you are interested in books, someone who is not a real reader, but someone who just is having fun, please go follow my TikTok. It will be linked below. Also, you can find my Twitch and my streaming information that's listed below. You can follow me on Instagram below as well. I'm still trying to figure out my YouTube channel about like my streaming one, my gaming one, and my personal one. So I don't have anything up yet, really. So there's nothing really to see there. But that is it. That is the episode of season 2, episode 2. Thank you guys for listening. So please follow this podcast wherever you're listening to your podcast. If you're listening to on Spotify, then there will be a questionnaire that you can fill out. It's not really a questionnaire. It's just a question. And it will be any, I want you to leave a comment of any book recommendations that you have for me. So please go do that if you're listening on Spotify. If you're not, you won't be able to. But you can always message me on social media if you want to recommend any books to me. Thank you guys for listening and have a great rest of your day.